especially in the rural areas, and I believe as well just that everybody, particularly the people in farming areas anyway, that are anybody, not farming, anybody has their own land, should get building a house on their own land. It's ridiculous in 2019 that sons and daughters can't get building on their own land.
The officials are saying, and the planning officer is saying to you, that that is council policy. That's what they're trying to facilitate. But they're saying in certain cases what's happened is permission's been granted locally, but it's been then turned down at national level by An Bord Pleann Eola, and that the issue in a sense is out of the council's hands.
That argument's there, yes, but for a great part of it, from what I'm hearing and I know on the ground, a lot of it starts as well with the council as well. With the council planners themselves before it even gets near An Bord Pleann Eola. So, like, it's just a case of just trying to compromise, relax the regulations to a certain extent. And I believe in them, they're too sharp, just they're too severe for everybody. And that's what's causing the problems. And it's not fair. Young people or young adults alike that want to come home from faraway countries can't come home because they know they can't get building. And then when they do come home to build, the building prices are atrocious, and a lot of us contribute to elder planning. We just all need to communicate better, get things in a better, fair system, I believe. And if that could be achieved, but communication is key in all these things, that's what I do believe. And if the communication could start in a positive manner, we might get things moving more better than what they are, than what people are facing the difficulties at the moment, Donald.